Recorded Books and RB Digital present Cherished Mercy by Tracy Peterson. Narrated by Stephanie Cozart. Chapter 1. October 1855. Oregon City, Oregon Territory.
Push, Hope. You have to push, Grace commanded.
Mercy Flanagan wiped her sister's forehead as she labored to give birth to her baby. After 10 hours of intense pain, Hope had clearly weakened. Looking to their eldest sister, Grace, Mercy grimaced.
I thought you said second babies come faster.
Hope had given birth 2 years earlier without a lengthy labor, and they had all presumed she would do the same again.
They usually do, but the one thing you must remember about babies is that no two births are ever identical. They are as different as the babies being born.
Grace turned her attention back to Hope and the unborn child.
Your baby is almost here. Now give me a big push. Bear down with all your strength.
I haven't got any strength left, Hope replied, falling back against the pillow.
Mercy, when I tell you, I want you to help Hope sit up. Support her shoulders and push her forward. Hope grimaced and cried out.
Grace nodded at Mercy. Now.
It wasn't easy, but Mercy managed to slip in behind Hope and raise her up at the same time.
Push, Hope. The baby is coming now.
Mercy felt Hope tense as she did her best to obey.
Grace took hold of the baby's head as it emerged and then rotated the baby as the shoulders emerged. After that, the infant slid easily from Hope's body.
It's another boy,
Mercy whispered against Hope's ear.
A boy? Truly? Sean will have a little brother.
This farm is going to be overrun with children if you and Grace keep having babies, Mercy teased. Already she was aunt to Grace's two children, Gabe and Nancy, and there would be a third in the spring.
Now Hope had brought another boy to join her two-year-old son, Sean.
Grace cut the cord, then lifted the baby by his heels and smacked him on the bottom. He started to cry almost immediately.
Mercy smiled and brushed back Hope's damp hair. He's got a great set of lungs.
That he does, Grace agreed.
Mercy, I want you to care for him. Hope, you're not quite done yet, as you well know.
Birthing was hard work, but so too the aftermath. Mercy had been present at the delivery of all but one of her sister's babies, and would no doubt help in Grace's third in March. She came from a long line of women who practiced healing arts and midwifery. Mercy had never thought herself all that interested in learning such a craft, but over the past few years, she had found it more and more appealing, and Grace had patiently taught her all she could.
Mercy took the towel-wrapped infant from Grace even as Hope called out,
I want to see him.
The baby cried even louder, if that was possible.
Let me make him presentable first. He's more than fine just the way he is, Hope replied. Please.
Without waiting for Grace's approval, Mercy took him to Hope. There was no hesitation as Hope reached for him. She pulled him close and pushed back the towel to examine every inch of him.
He's beautiful, she said, a sob breaking from her throat.
He is, Grace agreed, but you have to let Mercy tend to him. There are things that must be done to ensure his health.
Taking the baby in her arms, Mercy smiled down at her nephew.
What are you going to call him?
Edward, after Uncle Edward, Hope murmured. And Flanagan for our maiden name. Edward Flanagan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?